billions in Bitcoin. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Federal prosecutors have arrested a New York couple in what they say is its largest ever financial seizure.
The Department of Justice says Ilya Lichtenstein and Heather Morgan have been arrested on two conspiracy counts, money laundering and defrauding the United States. Their alleged theft dates back to a Bitcoin exchange breach in 2016. The DOJ said the couple walked away with $71 million in cryptocurrency then. Its value today, $4.5 billion in Bitcoin. $3.6 billion of that has now been seized. Investigators say fake IDs and computer programs were used to move that money around, while some of it was spent on personal expenses. Convictions could mean up to 25 years in prison. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The White House applauding efforts by French President Emmanuel Macron to ease tension between Russia and Ukraine. Macron met with Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday.
What I think President Macron played a role in doing yesterday is making clear with our allies and partners that there will be massive consequences should Putin choose to further invade Ukraine.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, who repeated comments from the president from yesterday that if Russia continues its aggression, there will be no Nord Stream 2 pipeline. President Biden in Tennessee this afternoon to announce the opening of an electric vehicle charging station company in the state.
Tritium's new facility is going to produce up to 30,000 of these chargers every year. They'll use American parts, American iron, American steel, and they'll be installed up and down the highways and corridors in our communities all across the country.
The company originates in Australia. President Biden said the new technology will also save Americans money by not relying on expensive fuels. Wall Street tech companies led stocks higher. The Dow gained 371, the Nasdaq plus 178, the S&P up 37. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The retired Pope begs forgiveness after an abuse scandal in Germany.
Pope Emeritus Benedict says he's issuing a heartfelt request for forgiveness over how cases of child sex abuse in the Catholic Church were handled during his time as Archbishop of Munich, Germany. In a letter, he writes, "I had great responsibilities. All the greater is my pain for the abuses and the errors." But he denied any personal wrongdoing and did not offer an apology. German investigators say the church covered up abuse for decades. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
U.S. trade deficit soared to a record $859.1 billion last year as consumers splurged on foreign-made electronics, toys, and clothing. The trade gap, the difference between what the United States sells and what it buys from foreign countries, was up 27% last year. U.S. exports rose 18% to more than $2.5 trillion, but imports climbed 21% to nearly $3.4 trillion. Tom Brady not ruling out a return to the NFL.
Less than a week since he announced he would retire from playing in the NFL, seven-time Super Bowl champ Tom Brady did not rule out a chance that he might return to play.
You know, I'm just going to take things as they come. You know, I think that's the best way to put it. And I don't think anything never, you know, you never say never.
From Monday's Let's Go podcast with Tom Brady, Larry Fitzgerald, and Jim Gray on Sirius XM Radio.
Fox's Jared Max. Brady said he has no immediate plans to come back, but you never know what challenges are ahead. A record 31.5 million Americans expected a bet on this Sunday's Super Bowl, according to the gambling industry's trade group, the American Gaming Association. It also predicts over $7.6 billion will be wagered. The company says bettors include people making casual wagers with friends and relatives, office pools, wagers with licensed sports books, and bets placed with illegal bookmakers. 30 states plus Washington, D.C. offer legal sports gambling. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.